Well, good evening, and I've got Henry Weston's medium sweet vintage pear. It's the one with the really lime green label, and it's 6%, so that's a really decent, whopping vintage pear 2024. Light, refreshing, perfectly balanced, made from Peri pears to create an exceptional medium sweet pear cider. So this is a pretty exciting product, right? Because it's come from Herefordshire, so it's got, the integrity of its terroir. It says it's medium sweet, but it's 6%, so it's in there with the beginnings of the good strong ciders, scrumpies, and it's not describing itself as a Peri. I don't think people know what Peri is anymore, but Peri was the pear version of cider years ago, and nowadays nobody seems to understand it, so they call it vintage pear. And I'm going to open it and see if we're getting a fantastic bang for the buck. So the first thing that I notice is it's a very interesting gold colour, and I have to have a look, but I think I've got a photograph of me opening this a different year. So this is the vintage 2024. I've opened it a different year. This year it looks just like a really good cider, but when I've opened it previously, it's been absolutely crystal clear. So I'll see if I can find that photograph and I'll put that one in as well. But just let me quickly take a snapshot of what it's looking like right now. There we go. So fantastic, dark gold colour. And surprising for me because I have been to Weston's and purchased this on a few occasions. I think it's a very spectacular, very special product, and it's not easily replicated elsewhere. So let's get inside of this one. Whoa. Now that's different again. I mean, you've got to, admire the fact that I do a vintage. So it's not a most cider and beer products, along with champagne, are called NV. They're non-vintage products. It's just the same thing produced time and time again. Okay, and the most difficult thing in brewing and cider making is consistency. It's very, very difficult to produce a consistent product, knock on, knock on. That is a huge, huge difficulty. And in this particular case, they haven't. The vintage this year is very different to what it was a year or two ago. Okay, but that's one of the things that makes it exciting. If you want continuity, you buy Coca-Cola. If you want a vintage a year, you buy wine. And cider is much closer to the concept of wine because it's just a fruit and yeast. So this particular vintage pear is completely new on me. If I was blind tasting it, I didn't think I could possibly suspect that it was peri or pear. It does taste quite noticeably different from the British vintage and the vintage cider that I've just been drinking, but I don't think I would immediately say, oh, this is pear, this is an apple. What I would say is, it's a little bit strange because it's not apple, and you think it's apple, and there seems to be something slightly askance in the glass, which is that it's pear, but it looks like apple. So I think this one is terrific. I think you should definitely taste it. I think you should do what I did and try these four in a tasting, over a day or two. perhaps with someone else. I just think they are absolutely incredible. And if you plan the meals out and you have a try and have a complete day off, you know, and plan the meals out. I mean, you know, toffee cheesecake would be amazing, right? Even just chocolate donuts would be great. Have a mad day, you know. But a really nice cheese board with apples, obviously, pears if you can, celery, possibly a pork pie, brilliant, or a good substantial ham, you know, anything like that would be absolutely spot on. They would work so beautifully with fish and chips, really would. Bacon pudding, you know, all kinds of traditional British food. And they'd also be absolutely stunning with a chicken kashmiri, right? Chicken korma, you know. They'd bite through a tikka masala easily. So any of this sort of food, go for it. You know, I would probably steer away from red meat casseroles, but doesn't mean you couldn't enjoy them with red meat casseroles. It's just I'm trying to come up with food pairings which I think they're going to shine, so you really get them at their best. I think, you know, you really couldn't get wrong with cod loin and new potatoes. That's amazing. A kind of pork fillet stir fry. You know, there's a lot of great choices there. Just for simplicity, what about bacon and eggs, you know? But yeah, have a day in which the foodstuffs are, you know, correlated along what you think might work well with cider. I mean, basically, just whatever you would put with white wine, that's going to be a cider dish. And fish is brilliant, you know, chicken and pork, perfect. Pork pie, cheese, anything like this. How many people open these sort of bottles on Christmas Day would be a very, very interesting survey, right? What I would definitely say is the product that you're getting out of this bottle is standalone, top, world class in any alcohol class. I mean, you know, you might say, well, I'm quite an absinthe fan. Well, try Henry Weston's Vintage Pear, you know. Or you might say, I've tried 142 of the world's best vodkas. Excellent. Try Henry Weston's Vintage Pear. You might say, well, I really like rum. And I'd say, well, try Vintage Pear. And you'd say, well, I'm a bit of a brandy guff. I'd say, try Vintage Pear. You know, and if you know anybody who's likes their alcohol and you're not sure what to buy them a couple of bottles of Vintage Pear and a nice piece of mature cheddar or something like that. You will make a very thoughtful gift, okay? Because it really is special and probably a whole lot of people haven't tried it. And it really is something everyone that likes alcohol, likes Britain, likes fruit, it is something you need to have in your larder, in your fridge, in your cupboard, and best of all, inside you. That's the whole point of cider, isn't it? Get it inside you. Good grief. Right, so I've already quaffed, you know, 2/5 of the glass. I think the only thing I can say about it, for absolute definite sure, now I'm absolutely certain you're going to agree with me, don't buy one bottle, okay? Interestingly, I've had it at the end of my tasting of the other various ciders, and I think the kind of beige coloured vintage cider at 8.2% is always going to be my favourite, right? But for an absolute all-round stunning cider, you really can't get better than the British vintage at 7.3%. You have to be a bit of an aficionado to like the cloudy cider at 7.3%. So I would definitely highly recommend that you try the other one, which is orange, and it's about 6%. The other, it's original cloudy, I think it's called. Try that first, and then try that one. It's very much an acquired taste, I would say, the cloudy cider. I don't know how it is, but what I would say is that the clear, obviously fizzy ciders are velvet to your taste buds. But the cloudy cider is silk to your taste buds. If you can imagine the difference between velvet and silk, not everyone's going to get on with silk, you know. But for goodness sake, do try them all out. If you possibly can, have a reserve set so you can drink another one of your favourite. And then just go to Henry Weston's, go to the shop, and they do them in bottles of eight. So a little case of eight bottles, whichever one you like, buy at least two cases of. You'll get them much, much cheaper at Weston's than you will in the shops, okay? That, I promise, that is true. I mean, I go there whenever I can. You know, I just don't get into the West very much, but when I do, I pop in. And you can get some really nice glassware and ceramic stuff as well there. You know, it's going to massively enhance your cider enjoyment, not least because they do all kinds of things you'll never see in the shops. They do like cases of rhubarb scrumpy, you know, all kinds of really mad stuff, and it's all of it is excellent. That is the one thing I say about Weston's. They don't do a dud, apart from that bloody awful Stoford Press stuff, which I don't even want to shiver about. Don't buy that. Don't buy Stoford Press. But everything else they do is superb, you know. And this vintage pear is absolutely standalone, top, world-class product. You know, you'd be very, very hard-pushed to find anything that's going to be better than this for what it is anywhere in the world. You know, it really is absolutely knock-on. And, you know, it leads me to sort of think, is there really a difference between 6% vintage ciders and pears and 8%? You know, because as a consumer, you can't really taste the difference, okay? So you've only got to worry about the knock-on effect of where you want to end up for the night, that's all. I would say personally that traditionally cider is very much a West Country product. So if you live in the West Country or right up the Welsh Marches to Chester, then you're probably a cider drinker. You might be a cider drinker if you come from Suffolk. And we do a lot of ciders in Kent, but they don't seem to get out as much as they deserve to, because they are absolutely brilliant, you know. I'm a massive fan of at least three major cider producers, and it's my, you know, aim to get them onto people's tables. Why buy New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc when you can buy Henry Weston's Vintage Pear? I mean, do you know what I mean? All of the foodstuffs that you're going to be, you know, going for with white wine are going to work brilliantly with perry or cider, but it's got to be good stuff. So the shortcut is just don't buy anything that's less than 6% alcohol, because from 6% alcohol upwards, you're getting a bona fide product. You're getting just pear or just cider, just apples in the bottle. You're not getting water, sugar, flavours, fruit juices and sweeteners, okay? I personally, I don't want any sugar or sweetener in my cider. I just want the real fucking thing, you know? So I'm really hopeful that this will have been really useful to you. I hope massively that if nothing else, I've introduced you to the vintage pear and that you want to try it. And I also hope that having tried it, you're going to realise how incredibly immense it is with cheese and pears and all the other things I've mentioned, and even curry. And, you know, you're going to sort of embrace it massively into your food drink repertoire. But I have to really, really iterate this. please go to Henry Estlund's. What I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this audio. I'm just going to do a roundup audio because I want to sort of share with you my absolute passion.